Why is it so such a hassle for people to invest in themselves? Would they rather invest in everything except in the one thing that they should? Would you rather have $1 million in your bank account, or would you rather have $1 million mindset?
Oof.
I could guarantee you 99 out of 100 would choose to have the $1 million bank account.
Most people will, but they don't realize that's going to run out eventually. If you have $1 million mindset, it won't run out. Al contrario, te va a producir más your whole entire life. And the best part is going to provide wealth, which you could pass on to your future generations. $1 million in the bank account, no, in 10 years, it'll be worth nothing. I mean, you wouldn't even have it probably.
Welcome to the Charrosteca podcast, where we believe our families didn't come this far for us to just come this far. I'm your host, Francisco Galvez, with my co-host,
Conrado Bautista.
That has been programmed into my subconscious. It has. I'm already like, it flows because I said it so many times. And the reason why I mentioned this is because this podcast is going to be about those programs.
Right? True funny story about that, bro. My little girl was listening to a podcast. Le dije, hey, mama, you got to listen to the new one. I think we did it like 2 weeks ago, the Precepa, Conrado Precepa. Yeah. So I told her, check it out. Dude. Bullshit, you know, mijito. She's watching in la sala on su iPad with the volume a little bit high. And yo me acabo de colgar, ¿verdad? And I hear the welcome to the Charrasteca. And then, dude, I literally answer, Conrado Bautista. Like, what the fuck? I hear those words and automatically, boom. And by default, See, I kick in.
So that goes into these programs, right? Yes. Like, sometimes I've gone through where I'm driving and I forgot how the hell I got there.
Oh,
has that happened to you?
All the time. Or digamos, ahora voy a la otra tienda because they don't have whatever product here. And automatically you end up in the one you always go to. I was like, hey, wait, what the fuck? I was supposed to go over there. But yes, you're just programmed that way.
And that's what I'm... and this right here, when we talk about the best investment that you could do, it's just reprogramming yourself.
Yes.
And dude, being aware, like always up to date with, you know, a lot of people put more emphasis on the software that your iPhone or Android is in.
Right.
Than your own brain. and what I'm talking about is like, there's so many investments, right? There's some investment vehicles like real estate, crypto, stocks, markets, businesses, everything. Yep. However, all of those are attached to one thing,
right?
One thing. One and we're gonna core. Talk about and we're gonna talk about it in this podcast. However, you can't learn anything with a glass full.
Andale.
And you said it in the podcast perfectly, right? And this is just to let you know, everybody could be a teacher.
Right. Oh, of
not
course.
Everybody can humble themselves to be a student of life. A student of relationships, a student of anything.
Business.
Anything. Everybody, 95% of people, ya lo sé todo.
Sí, ¿qué me van a enseñar? Ay, cabrón.
And this is what this podcast is, because I'm going to, like even Conrado says, it's controversial, right?
It is.
However,
it is.
I don't give a fuck. This is the best investment in the world. In the world. This is the greatest investment, and it's sad to see it go to waste.
You're right, mijito. If you don't have this, you can't have anything else. You cannot have anything else. You got to work on this. Everything else will flow. It will come. Just focus on this one thing.
Everybody's so focused. Like if we put life as the tires, right? Four tires in a car. One tire is physical. One tire is mental. One tire is emotional. And one tire is spiritual.
Yeah.
This right here is a fucking car.
Yeah.
What's the whole point of having tires with no car?
Right.
Like, and people are so focused on the tires. I'm going to need balance here. I need balance in my life. Bullshit. Balance doesn't exist.
No.
Try to balance. You're not going to do shit.
No.
This right here is the transmission. Right here is the fucking engine.
Right.
This is what's
going
to
get you going.
Everybody talks about balancing my emotional, my spiritual. What the hell is the whole point of having tires with no fucking car?
No. It's useless. It's just rubber. And I don't like rubber.
Cochino.
Only in the Charrosteca podcast.
Like I told you guys, don't listen to this with kids.
Sorry, kids.
So yeah, man. Okay, to get into the podcast, it means the world. We're already at 404 reviews.
Damn,
that
nice.
Means a lot. You know what? I'm going to stretch myself, bro. I want to reach 1,000.
Chingus. Okay.
Imagine,
nice.
Imagine 2018, Conrado, when me and you were talking outside my old warehouse in Paramount. Sí, me acuerdo
perfectly. ¿Cómo no?
Me and you were talking outside of the warehouse in Paramount, and we were like, man, these conversations are badass. Sí, just imagine if we could just share them and we can help one person.
That'd
be
awesome.
Like, I'm down.
Let's do it.
And then it's like, are you committed to 100?
Like, okay. All right. It was kind of far-fetched, but I was like, you know what? Fuck you. Why not? Let's do it. Yes.
How many do we have? 80?
Yeah, vamos 78, 80. Maybe? Por ahí, casi 80. Man. Knocking the door of the 80.
If we reach 1,000, dude, and we reach it before 100 episodes, dude. Yeah,
man, that'd be great.
I think this is going to be a career for us, dude. And that'd it means good, to dude. The people, and it means a lot to the ones that are listening, because without them, dude, if it wasn't for them reviewing us and commenting, the other day that we started our podcast, David, our producer that manages our Instagram page, he put a story and fucking got so many comments. It's about time. where the hell have you guys been? I'm like, you. Damn.
Andale, put on blast.
So for real, share the podcast, the reviews, the comments, everything matters to us because it lets us know that we're making a difference.
Oh, yeah.
But however, you guys are going to get triggered. You're going to love this podcast because it's going to either be for me or against me or with Conrado or against Conrado. But this is a very touchy subject, which for me, it's all about the car.
See?
This one investment, the greatest investment that you could do is this.
Yep.
Guys, enjoy.
Órale.
Conrad. I've been hearing a lot, especially these past years, right? It's like the real estate investment and then crypto, which you got me into too, for getting that
FOMO. FOMO.
You're missing out. And I was like, damn, Dodge. However, there's always like, what is the greatest investment? Because there's always people, and I've heard it a couple of times, like I got $1,000, I got $100, I got $10,000, whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $10,000 that you got to invest. And I always come back with the same investment. What is the greatest investment that anybody has, especially coming into a recession right now? Oof. Like everybody's like trying to look at the opportunity. And where's the biggest opportunity for anybody to spend their dollar?
Man, it's always going to be controversial. People, ¿verdad? Como dices tú, they're going to have all these opinions. But you and I agree and strongly agree. The best investment, it's right here. It's between your ears. It's 6 inches.
The real estate, the most important real estate in the universe, in the world, is those 6 inches between your ears.
See.
Not the 3,000 square foot home, not the 1 acre land. The best investment in the world, in the universe forever, for my opinion, and it is controversial, and I don't give a F, it is the best investment.
Right.
It's going to be to invest in yourself.
Correcto.
Because if you don't, it's like the saying says, would you rather, and it's sad, because if you ask a lot of people, would you rather have $1,000,000 in your bank account or would you rather have $1,000,000 mindset?
Oof.
I could guarantee you 99 out of 100 would choose to have the $1,000,000 bank account.
Yeah, yeah. Most people will, but they don't realize that's going to run out eventually. If you have $1,000,000 mindset, it won't run out. Al contrario, te va a producir más your whole entire life. And the best part is going to provide wealth, which you could pass on to your future generations. $1,000,000 in the bank account, no, in 10 years, it'll be worth nothing. I mean, you wouldn't even have it probably.
So why is it so hard for people to invest in themselves? Is it it's kind of like people are willing, and I see it, that people are willing to put into Robinhood $1,000 not know shit about investing.
Nada, blindly.
Blindly.
It's gambling, yeah.
And people take the advice that says that real estate is going to be the best investment. And we saw it in 2006 and 2007. A lot of people thought they were badass investors, you know? When Warren Buffett says, I'm pulling out.
Yep, everybody.
Like, everybody, all the real investors are pulling out of the market while all these fake investors like, oh, el panadero, mi primo, mi tío me dijo que comprara casa.
Sí, sí, sí.
However, like, why is it such a hassle for people to invest in themselves where they rather invest in everything except in the one thing that they should?
I think it comes down to, in my humble opinion, ego. Most people think, pues, ¿qué me van a enseñar? You know, ooh, ¿qué van a saber ellos más que yo? It's you're not humble to ask questions. People don't, especially in our culture, no quieren quedar como pendejos, or no se quieren humillar. Pues not humillación, it's just they feel inferior, therefore, ah, fuck this guy above me, you know? No. Everybody needs somebody above them at your level and somebody underneath. I'll say that again. You need a mentor. Everybody needs somebody above you, somebody you want to become.
Yeah.
You need that. Somebody that's going to hold your hand, get you under their wing, and take you. You need somebody in your level to push you.
Yeah.
Hey, wait, stop slacking. Órale, get back to it, cabrón, you know? Friendly competition, a little empujoncito, jalón de orejas. Yeah. You need that. And then somebody underneath where, not saying that you're better than them, no, pero to the fact that if you could help somebody, help them out.
Yeah.
Hey, here, I got these books que acabé de leer. Checkalos.
And that's fucking awesome, dude, because if the person listening to just listen to the whole podcast and just takes that one advice of like, you know what, find a mentor, find someone you could compete with, and then find someone you can mentor yourself. See, and it doesn't matter what level you are.
Nope.
There's a lot of people, there's a lot of, like, even where you're standing right now, you have accomplishments. You have gone through shit.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean that you're going to be a mentor for business. You could be a mentor relationship.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that have gone through maybe sexual abuse or some physical abuse or some other stuff, and you can help other people.
Yes.
Like, guide them for them to heal.
Right.
And doesn't have to be business. No. It could be a different kind of mentorship.
Right.
However, what you just said right there is super important, because then at that point you got, you're grounded. Right. I feel like what you just mentioned, because if you just get a mentor, I would feel that I'm always below.
Yeah.
However, if I'm always competing, like I'm just letting the ego compete with other people.
Right.
And it's just a competition driven thing. And where we're heading, I don't know. And then the mentoring part, sometimes it could be a waste of time. Like, oh my God, I'm putting so much energy. However, having those three things will ground somebody, like, you know what? I want to be like that. I'm here, but I'm also wanting to pass what I've learned so far. Apart from that, sometimes people are not even willing to invest $10 in a book. Audiobook, and doesn't have to be a book itself. An audiobook is another alternative nowadays, especially if you're a podcast listener. Most likely you have listened to Audible or an audiobook, and they cost 10-15 bucks. And
se la piensan, bro.
Se la piensan.
But meanwhile, it's a Netflix account. That's never canceling. I've had it for years. Y ahí está, y ahí sigue.
So where is crazy. It? Like, where's the value, the perceived value there? Is it the instant I don't know. I'm still kind of debating. Is it the instant gratification? We value more entertainment, maybe. I start thinking that kind of like the Roman people, where the emperor said, like, you know, who cares about politics? Who cares about what's going on in the real world that's going to change the life, right? Inflation, whatever. Let's just give them entertainment. let's give them gladiators, like the Romans. Let's build a fucking stadium, the Colosseum. Let's build all of this.
And bring in some lions.
Yeah. And now what is it? The Super Bowl.
Sí.
Like, it could be basketball. The World Series. doesn't that distract us from what really, really matters? And now we're bleeding blue.
Bleed blue. Sí, cierto. MMA, boxing. I mean, I get it. We all need a little break from stress, from work, from reality. I get it. Time to unplug. It's okay. Se vale. Sí se vale, ¿verdad? Unplug. Use it as a relief, like a button to reset. That's it. It should be just for that purpose. Do not make that your priority. Do not make that your life. And I've seen it, bro, where...
Overindulgence in something?
Yes. And I've seen it. A lot of us dads, especially mostly dads, los señores, ¿verdad? Where, you know, I ask them a simple question. Hey, you're going to make it to your daughter's, I don't know, piano class this weekend. It's a recital. Lo que sea, ¿verdad? Oh, no, es que juegan las chivas. And you know, me lo voy a perder, güey. Oh, like, no, mames. You know, I'm thinking, bro, fuck the chivas. They win or they lose. What the fuck is that going to do for you and your bond with your child? Or what's going to do in your life? ¿Qué te va a hacer? I love my Dodgers. No secret. The World Series, it lines up sometimes with different events. Dude, fuck the World Series. As much as I love my team, my priority is my family. But a lot of us, again, we don't see clearly. Yeah. And that's a form of entertainment. It's not my priority.
So as long as you don't have your priorities straight, entertainment will deviate. So I think that's what it is.
It is.
There's a documentary that came out on YouTube that got recommended, and it's the most dangerous soccer league in the world. I was like, oh shit, I want to see this. I thought it was in Argentina or in Europe. It was Indonesia, bro.
Indonesia, what the? They play soccer?
that's their life. And wow. I was watching this documentary, and I was like, man, they get violent, like cross-time rivals, like out of soccer season. If this guy's wearing orange, and that guy's wearing blue, and you go to that guy's city wearing orange, like, they will F you up. I'm like, okay,
damn,
that's taking it to another level. Over here, I get the whole Bloods, the Cribs, the gangs and stuff like that, same. Territorial stuff.
Same.
Over there, the gangs is the soccer. What soccer team do you go for? I start thinking to myself, like, these people get so diehard. And we've seen the highlights, we see like the stands, people with flares, throwing shit, like crazy. Yep. It just happened in Mexico last year.
See, unfortunately, dude.
And it's known that people in Indonesia, they kill themselves. They plan drive-bys.
What?
Just to what team you're going for. Like, they actually have military training for them. So when they go to the stadium, they know all the exits, like, they train for, and I'm like, holy crap, how many of these people are on the payroll? And then they ask them, and they're not.
What? Are you serious?
They're not getting paid. They're doing it for free. They're being militarily trained with their chants, like, how to stand. And I'm like, whoa. And I starts to think to myself, like, I started to think for myself, I'm like, dude, do these people have jobs? And then they start asking, I'm like, yeah, we have our jobs, but this is life.
Wow.
This soccer team is my life. And I'm like, wow. And I was like, start thinking, like, in this country, like, what are their priorities, right? Like, they maybe not have the aspiration for more. Right. Maybe the media in their country has really manipulated them with the Coliseum, right?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Let's distract them with sports, or in this case, this, so they don't pay attention to the real politics. So they don't really know what we're doing, all the bribes and all the corruption and all that shit.
Sheesh.
So I see that I see that entertainment could be the thing that corrupts us for us to be stagnant.
Damn.
They want to, like, in a way, for us to be just that social security number.
Right, right.
To be that taxpayer.
Right.
You know what?
Just another worker.
Like Henry Ford said, because before Henry Ford, people used to work 7 days a week.
Wow.
And after Henry Ford, he gave people the Monday through Friday 9 to 5.
He invented it, right?
He invented it. Yep. However, when they asked him why, it's not because he's a good person.
No.
We had a podcast about this.
Yes.
The 9 to 5 Monday through Friday was invented for us to spend our money.
Of course.
They said the worker cannot be working 7 days a week
because
our economy will not grow. When do they have time to spend the money?
Right.
However, if we put a Monday through Friday, oh, they're going to have that itch because it's like that dog, that lion that's been locked up for Monday through Friday. Let him loose.
He's going to tear it up.
Go to the nightclub. Let's go fucking cruise around the Mamalona and waste $6 a gallon just to cruise around. Like, let's buy the toys. Like, dude, that's what it did. And that's where we're at. And fuck, that guy was a fucking genius. I'm not saying that was a bad thing. I'm like, I give props to Henry Ford for that. Like, to know how humanity, the habits of a human, like, how we really are. Now, I know it's like, no, well, that's freedom. Yes. However, like, where are we using our freedom for? When's the last time that you sat down for 2 hours to read a book on a weekend?
No tengo tiempo. No puedo.
Las chivas van a jugar.
Va a venir la tía, va a venir la suegra, whatever.
Es la quinceañera de la fulana y que la boda de fulano y que tal. And when do we really have time for self-improvement?
No, pues no.
Pasa un año.
No.
Pasan cinco.
Diez.
Pasan diez. Y al fin de todo, it's like, oh, I never had time for self-improvement.
Quedas estancado. You know, it's crazy, but that's the beautiful part about the illusion of having the freedom. They make you believe, oh, you got your freedom. Saturday, Sunday son para ti. Y gástatelos. In realidad, all it's doing is making you more of a slave.
Yes.
Because you're working Monday through Friday. Te chingas el cheque el sábado, el domingo. Ah, fuck. Now Henry Ford knew they can quit on me. Ooh, they need more money. Otra vez, chingale. And then the cycle continues. And now modern day makes it even worse. This thing called credit cards. Pinche plastic. Not only are you burning through your funds, but now you're going in debt because you were trying to impress the Instagram. And to make it even worse, vas y sacas un pinche toy, un Polaris, unos jet skis, que un barquito. You know, even worse. Now you have credit card debt and you have closing loan debt, which is putting you more in a hole. So now you have no choice but to work until you're like 70-something years old. Así como vamos, está cabrón. So it's a cycle where you're thinking you have freedom. In realidad, you don't.
Nah, dude. And there's a... So where am I going with all of this, right? Why the investment in yourself? And let's talk about the monetary side, right? My personal opinion is if you take a dollar out of your pocket and you invest it in your mind, ooh, your mind is going to process it and return it back into your pocket 10 times fold.
Yeah, yeah.
A dollar taken into your mind will take it back $10 into your pocket.
Right.
Those $10, you put it back into your mind, $100 back into your pocket, $100 into your mind, then $1,000 back into your pocket. It's true. Just imagine if you keep going like that. So what's the whole purpose about investing in your mind is that it does take the time, it takes the energy. The whole purpose is for you to accumulate some cash,
right,
that I call fuck you money. Do you know
where
I'm going?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because if you have passive income, if you have this cash that I call fuck you money, at this point, that one Monday that you go on to work and then your boss, like every single week and every single day, what are you working on? What's your goals? How close are you to your goals? Why haven't you met your quota? Why were you 5 minutes late? Knowing that you have fuck you money, guess what that means?
Literally.
You tell your boss,
fuck you.
I could quit knowing that you have la disposición. Sí. You know?
And that's real freedom.
And sí, that's real freedom. Sí. Freedom of you having to, I'm going to work because I want to work.
Right.
I am going to spend my vacation with my family because I want to.
Right.
Like, that is fuck you money.
Sí,
and if you never have fuck you money, if you never had it, like, you don't know how good it feels to have it.
Right.
To know the point where you are like, you know what? I don't have to be here. Right. I don't really have to be here. Now, the sad part is people have to. And they have to be there for 40 years. And then the entertainment comes in, right? And then buy this toy for entertainment. And this and that. The next thing you know, the kids are 20 years old. Oh, cuando los niños crezcan los 18, ya... I'm going to handle my own stuff. And then it keeps going. And you never, ever accumulated fuck you money.
Right. And that's not a coincidence that you didn't accumulate. No, it's planned that way. It's programmed that way. Para que no tengas fuck you money. They don't want you saying, fuck you, I don't need this job, la chingada, bye. No, they want you to be there working for the boss so that he could get his new Lambo and trade in the old one and get the 2-year newer one. And thanks to you, they accomplished that because he took the time to invest wisely.
Damn.
You see, sí, es verdad, mijito. Like, nosotros, especially us from immigrant parents, our parents did their job. They brought us here. Now the torch is handed over to us. Right? Our job is learn how this country operates. Our parents, they mean well, but they don't know because, unfortunately, that's not theirs. Yeah. They're not raised here. They don't know. They don't
know.
They did their job.
Duty.
They ya did cumplieron. They got us here. We're safe. Ya nacimos. Estamos vivos. O no, unos medios pendejos, pero ya. Most of us vivitos y coleando. So our job is learn. And I'm not talking about school. That's your proper education. That's phenomenal. You need to read and write. You need to.
Education.
Yeah, yeah, está bien. You need
academic.
To. Yes, of course. You need to get by. You don't want to sound like an idiot tampoco. Pero that's one side of it. You also need some street smarts. Get into the real world. Learn the value of the dollar. Go to work, McDonald's. Go to work wherever, Jack's, or right. Puedas, when you're young. And then also a third education, books. They're gonna teach you the shit that you will never learn. It's going to take years and years and years. And these libritos, you're going to accumulate hundreds of years of experience. And the best part, if you don't have to make the mistakes. No. They made them for you.
Correct. It's like someone already lived a life.
Yes, it's like a manual.
And they put it in the book.
Correct.
As a manual for you to learn from their mistakes.
Right.
Or from their successes.
Right.
And I don't know if people are really noticing that. I think school, for me, honestly, gave me a bad taste. Because school was like, you got to read.
Right.
How, like that Mockingbird book. I forgot. Oh, see. And then you have to write a paper. And
oh, see. Like, pinche Shakespeare.
And then I was like, I don't want to read this shit.
That's so lame, dude.
And then I met Frank. Frank Iniga is my mentor.
Right.
I went to SEPA and I took his mastermind. And the first book that he made us read was Think and Grow Rich.
Yep.
And then I was like, why didn't fucking school tell me that there was books like these?
It's really
like,
simple.
Why didn't school tell me, oh, read Think and Grow Rich, read The Greatest Salesman in the World.
It's simple. It's not coincidence, mijito.
Or Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Oh, my God. High schooler, dude. A high schooler reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Just
dude,
that,
right? Dude. And to you, it's not a coincidence. It's programmed that way. School... It's a warehouse. It's an assembly line for workers. They make workers. And it's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody's meant to have their own company. Correct. Not everybody's meant to be self-employed. Está bien. Pero keep in mind, if that's not what you want, there's another type of school for you. And a lot of people, again, their ego. Or because school forces you to go, that's the only way people get shit done when that's being enforced upon. And that's the best part. That's what separates that 1% from the rest of us. Damn. Nobody's forcing them.
Nope.
Except for their passion. They have no other way. We also talked about another podcast where if they're holding you underwater, ¿te acuerdas? Oh, yeah. Like, you need the air. It's not the maybe I want it, maybe. No, you need it. So if you were to treat success like if it was oxygen, believe me, your whole life would be different.
And the word right there is if.
If.
And very important. And this whole podcast is if.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why not?
Same.
And why are people not doing it? And I keep coming back. We talked about it, about schooling will make you a living.
Yeah, yes.
But self-education will make you a fortune. And I think the schooling doesn't mean the school, but also whatever your job would train you in.
Right.
Would just make you a living. That's part of the schooling.
Dude.
Like all of this education that is given by someone else to you
right.
will make you a living.
Right.
However... the education that you look for yourself,
correct,
on your own, on your time, on your dollar, on See. Your coin, that will make you a fortune.
Yes.
And that's the thing I feel a lot of people feel entitled that, teach me. Like,
or give me.
Or give me. And that's that will just make you a living.
Right.
The real fortune, the real success will come from your own initiative. What if you read that book? What if you took that course? What if you took that trade school? What if, what if, what if? And yes, not everything is $10. There are courses that are $400, right. like I mentioned in SEPA. And a couple of people from our listeners have reached out to me. And I'm fucking proud of them because they did the if part. What if? And take it to another level. Like, shit, next week I won't be here. Because I am going to New Mexico to continue my self-education. And yes, it cost me a fucking pretty penny. It cost me fucking $5,000 for the week.
Awesome. Get you going,
however, $5,000 comparing to a college degree that I know some people have taken and they never practiced their trade.
And they're in debt, like $100,000.
$5,000 comparing to $100,000 is what? 5%? 5% of that? Like for me, dude. I'm going to get better off, a better return on my investment.
There you go.
If you talk the market ROI. Business, mm-hmm. ROI, I'm going to get more out of this $5,000 because this course is going to help me not only in my business, relationships, emotionally,
right.
mentally, physically, which is going to really impact something. And again, it's not just taking a course and you said one thing. It's at the ego.
So
it's really the hard part here is to sit your ass in a course right. or sit your ass at home or in your car or you're working out right now and to be a student. Everybody could be a teacher.
Of course.
Your ego will make you say, I already know everything. What can you teach me?
Right,
I don't need that. However, the biggest thing that you could have right now in your life is to be like, I don't know shit.
Right.
The only thing I know is that I don't know. And if you go into a book or going to a course, or you go into life, or you go into a relationship or into a business knowing that, hey, you know what? I'm an open book. I want to keep learning.
Right.
And you value your life as a learner, man, the possibilities are endless. A book that you pay $10 for,
right?
If you're a student, that book could be worth $10,000 because you grab a philosophy from Rich Dad, Poor Dad,
yeah,
of how to buy investment homes and make it into passive income.
Right, right.
That motherfucking book right there made me how much? You are my loan officer, bro. If you look at back on the refinances and the passive income
everything,
that I've gotten,
everything.
That $10 investment has made me hundreds of half a
hundreds
million?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, yeah.
In cash.
Hundreds
out,
of thousands.
So what I'm trying to say is, when you are like in the position that you're in right now, especially the rumors,
right,
and not rumors, but the very good possibility of a recession coming,
yeah,
where do we invest our money? Because our dollar is losing value.
Oh, yeah.
However, if we put that $1,000 that you've been saved up instead of into crypto, that you might lose that shit in fucking seconds because I tried that thing.
Fuck, I know.
Or stocks, which you just showed me before the podcast, the dips that are going on right now. If you put that sucker into a course or into books, guess who's responsible for the return on investment?
You are. 100%.
Because if you invest a dollar into crypto,
you're not in control.
If you invest a dollar into stocks,
you're not in control.
But if you, if you invest a dollar into a course, dude, who's in control?
You are. 100%.
Because you are going to have your decision of like, am I coming into this course and into this book of like, what are they going to teach me? Like all close-minded, like, ah, like they, I already know everything.
No.
Or are you going to go in there like open-minded?
Right.
Courses, dude. There's free courses out there. Fucking YouTube is a fucking free course.
That's true.
YouTube is a free course. I could guarantee you, my kid, apart from that, a quick story. The other day, my wife was bugging my 7-year-old son, like, hey, we got to do our homework. We got to do our homework. And then my son's like, oh, puppy, you got to go do your homework. Like, why? I'm like, because you got to learn. It's like, well, dad, I could just learn anything on YouTube. I'm like, you know what? You're right. What? Like, Vanessa, you know what? We got to take this kid's too smart. We got to get him out of school.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Like, he could learn anything on YouTube. That's a funny story. However, like, YouTube is fucking smart, too.
It is.
Because there's people that use this to the how-to tutorials.
Right, right.
However, YouTube knows how to keep you.
Of course.
They give you the Coliseum,
si,
the
si,
Roman.
Claro.
Like, you know what? Let's keep on in the entertaining part of it. And that's so tricky because you're in their platform.
Oh, yeah.
And you have control to how-tos.
Right.
However, the algorithm is like, you might want to watch this fucking Kim Kardashian video or like that, or the highlights of the soccer game, and then it just takes you to another rabbit hole.
Yeah, it does. And no te puedes zafar because you don't even realize you're being taken there. You get lost in that rabbit hole that you don't even realize it's a rabbit hole. It's just entertaining. It's something that, okay, let me just watch one more and then one more. One more, all of a sudden, ay, güey, ya la hora de salirme, del jale, let me go home. You've accomplished nothing, or you're just really tricking yourself. You know, it's just, más que nada, the mindset is going to help you realize that you are being trapped.
Yeah.
Most of us don't know that we are. That's the beauty about your right mindset. Get the mindset straight. Because if you, whatever you decide to do with the book, let's say you read books on how to be a better martial artist. If you're a singer, there's books for everything, right? Whatever you decide to improve on, no matter the cost, you're going to get something from there. And you can make it a cocktail. Make it, I like Rich and Poor Dad. I get something from there. Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
Un poquito de todo. You make it your own. Where everybody's different. We get it. Everybody different fingerprints. Everybody has different plans, philosophies, etc. But make it yours. Make it yours. Invest poquito aquí, un poquito allá. But the main thing is become a better version of yourself. Become better than you were yesterday. And again, work on yourself first before you try to change anything else. And I tell the younger people all the time, nieces and nephews are graduating from high school now. They always ask me, hey, tío, where should I go work? And they're like, dude, I don't know. What do you like? Well, I don't know, but I can't get my ideal job yet. Why? Because I don't have experience. Okay, perfect. You just said it yourself. Go get the experience. But they don't pay me well. Don't go to earn. Go to learn.
Yes.
And I always say it. Go to learn. But they don't pay me enough. Keep bouncing around. That's the beautiful part about being young. You have time. Stay there 6 months. Okay, I got enough. I mean, if I don't, go fuck yourselves. Go here at 6 months, a year, however, whatever.
Every single time, the stock price
starts
going up.
And they're going to start, because they're going to see a resume. Now your value is higher, so they're going to pay for you a little more because you bring more to the table.
Instead of that college graduate that was a professional student for 10 years.
You said it perfectly.
So then they get out of school and they have
no experience. They take anything that's being offered to them because they have nowhere to go. So now you learn something. You could be the manager. This is a student. You know, that's a professional student that, you know, went to college. You could be their boss because you have so much experience in the real world where certain trait you decide to follow, pursue, ya tienes la experiencia. So you're not there to earn. You're there to learn.
Bro, there's a quote that I'm thinking that I heard by Benjamin Franklin that says, read a book that's worth reading or live a life that's worth writing.
I wait.
Read a book that's worth reading, like someone else's life,
right?
Biographies, whatever. And if not, then live a life that's worth writing, because then someone else is gonna
write it for you.
Write it, no, and they're gonna want to learn from you. Like, what book are you gonna want to write? Because I think that's the bucket list thing, right?
People want to
write a book,
be immortal.
And that's the good thing. Like, write a book that you could pass on to your son or daughter, and their son or daughter, and their son or daughter. How much I would wish to know how my great grandpa thought, just his mindset, just to know what are his lessons passed on.
Damn.
And we have an opportunity this time. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity to write a book for freaking free. Go on the Amazon Kindle app and you could do it for free, and that's it. You don't have to invest thousands of dollars.
No.
And you could actually write a book that could be passed on for generations and generations. Another book that is being written is your social media pages. What the hell are you putting on yourself? Imagine your great-great-granddaughter. You know the meme that I'm talking about? Yes, like, what? Your great-granddaughter is going to look back at you
50 years from now.
Like, man, mi mamá era una puta. Oh, mi papá era un
pinche, un thirsty motherfucker. Like, hey, look, for us, your grandkids are going to go back and look like, hey, era mi grandpa. Ponía Rolex watches y ponía los Beamers y las cadenas.
No nos dejó nada.
¿Dónde chingados está eso? You know, like, what the fuck? Y luego también, they're going to look at the grandmas. Mira, twerking. A ver, let me take notes on how to shake my ass. You know, like, no mames. Like, what's going to be your legacy? And de eso vamos. ¿Qué chingados quieres dejar? You know, ¿qué quieres aprender? ¿Qué quieres hacer? It's all start. It's really simple, guys.
Yeah, man.
Get your mindset straight. Really, really take time in the shower. Fuck it. That's my best thinking time, by the way. Go in there and say, okay, what's the purpose of this shit called life? Like, why do I wake up in the morning? Like, what's my purpose? ¿Qué quiero hacer? What am I here for? For the weekends?
Yeah, because questioning. Like, yeah, the question.
Question yourself. And it's uncomfortable. It's like, if you really, really. Because you can't lie to yourself, dude. You could lie to the whole world. You can't lie to yourself. Look in the mirror. And it's tough to see you in your own eyes in the mirror. And you're going to talk either shit, or you're going to kind of pat yourself on the back, or you're going to push yourself a little better. But be honest to yourself.
Yeah,
be truthful.
And that sucks, because then you start thinking to yourself, why do I care so much that the Chivas win? And then why did I cry that the Chivas lost? Or why? And then I'm like, dude, not even your wife can make you cry. And why are you crying for a fucking soccer team?
For other dudes.
For the dudes. For other dudes, yeah. So there's a lot of self-reflection that has to be going.
Claro.
And my last point in all of this is, we have information overload. We have more information at our disposal than what kings and queens had 500 years ago, or even 200 years ago.
Yes.
People would kill for what books they're reading.
Yeah.
That happened in Nazi Germany.
Yeah,
like, they didn't want people to think a certain way. Now, let's go back to the 1500s, to the medieval times.
See.
Let's go back to 1000 AD, and let's go to 100 AD.
Dude.
Like, all of these people, the generations before us, did not have so much information at our disposal.
Yeah.
In the last 50 years, right?
Yes,
since
correct.
The Mac... Since
oh my God.
Since Steve Jobs and Bill Gates came, like, fucking were, like, born,
yeah,
they made a fucking dent in the universe.
Big time, dude.
after, I would say not before Christ. I would say before Bill Gates, before Steve Jobs, and after Steve Jobs. Right. I think our generation has changed. Like,
tremendously.
Now we have so much information that we don't even know what the hell to do with it. Like, we could literally go into YouTube or Google and figure out how to start a business. I could guarantee you haven't tried it, but maybe you guys can, how to do heart surgery. Google that shit and put on YouTube and they'll teach you how to do that. Like, there's so much information. However, all that information is hidden with entertainment.
Claro. And a lot of the folks, I mean, because we have so much information, dude, we completely just have a brain freeze. It's overload. It's like, where do I start? So you rather not start. It's like too much. All right, never mind. I'm back to my 9 to 5. Yeah, that's a bad thing. So it could be a pro and a con. Pero as long as you don't lose a focus, it's too much information. And sometimes you get the wrong information. Sometimes you're asking the wrong person. You're listening to the wrong video. So it's tough. I get it. But we are blessed to realize that we do have it in our fingertips. It's so disposable. It's right here, instantly, right now. It's just up to you. How do you want to use it?
Yeah, and the after effect of this is misinformation, right? Mm-hmm. That's the word that I got from you right now. That's been like in the last 2 years, all about misinformation. Lots of
opinions. And
I think we need to do a podcast on loose opinions and stuff like that. We need to do a podcast on critical thinking. Because logic is not logical.
No, not anymore. Nope.
You get what I'm saying?
Common sense is not common.
Common sense, exactly. And how can we teach common sense? And it's a painful process because you got to cross-reference. You got to make sure you get one book, two books, three books, cross-reference all the information to see and then apply maybe without losing your relationship, losing your job, losing your cash.
Right.
Enough, like common sense might not be so common. And that's a whole podcast in itself.
Oh yeah.
So guys, if you have $1 or $1,000 in your bank account that you are not sure where to invest it in, Paco will tell you straight up, you know what, find a couple of books, find a course on whatever you want, as long as you know what you want. If you want to be an electrician and that's where you're going, dude, fucking invest on that trade class, the trade school. It's not that expensive. And you can make so much money off of me. Oh, yeah. I think trade school is, I don't want to say it's better than a college degree, but man, you could make the bang for your buck, the return on an investment is way for sure. I'd rather hire somebody that has gotten trade training than a college degree. Because I hired my sister. Sorry, Daisy, but you went to school for fucking 4 or 5 years at a nice school for business marketing. And the first day that you got hired with me, you showed me what they taught you. And I'm like, I need to put reset on your brain. Uh-huh. Forget everything they taught you because they taught you the shit from the 50s 20
years
and the
ago,
60s.
From 30 years ago, yeah.
And from now on, now the internet is changing every 2-3 months.
Yes.
Like, and now my business, honestly, dude, would not be here if I never continued my education.
Right.
Because the internet has changed marketing every 6 months. It's changing. Wow. And if I could have kept trying to do the marketing of 2018 and 2022,
you wouldn't be in business.
I wouldn't have been in business. I would have been so terco. Well, it worked back then.
Oh.
And then there's people right now that are losing their business because they're like, well, what was working in 2021 is not working in 2022. And they're still trying to fit squared peg into a round hole.
Andale,
it's not fitting in. Like, well, dude, you gotta continue your education. You gotta continue your courses.
See.
Like, I'm a sucker for that. And I keep investing the $97 course to keep me up to date on Instagram or onto Facebook ads or into Google ads or into Google Analytics. You see all these little things that are coming, like, but people, like, oh, let me just start an e-commerce site and let me just open it and people will come.
No, hell no. Ahorita. Impossible.
It's not just let me open and they will come.
Or otra que también escucho, pues con la ayuda de Dios, you know, I get it. Yeah, I'm a religious person as well. Pero también dice Dios, ayúdate que te ayuda, que para ayudarte, you know, que te ayudaré. Basically, what we're trying to say is, it's just not going to happen. It just won't come. There's no such thing as this. Well, it's going to happen. I have faith. You know, okay, it's good to have the faith, but you got to put something
that
there.
That reminds me of a quote that says that luck the thing that people don't recognize about Luck is that it's dressed in overalls and working shoes.
No shit.
That Luck is actually dressed up as work.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In other words.
Yes.
Like, people just want to have the faith and be lucky. However, there's a saying that the more I work, the more
luckier I get.
See? And that's what it is. And the more information that you keep putting into your mind, of course, I would caveat in that PS, last but not least, the kind of information. See? You know, there's encyclopedias out there that know about the Illuminati, and they know about all this, for like all this conspiracy shit. And at the end, it's like, how is that going to help you and your family and your bank account and your physical and your mental and your spiritual? Nothing. It's just a lot of people get into these rabbit holes. And the Illuminati, it could be on soccer, high, that's the numbers. Oh my, you could ask people about batting averages, and they know everybody's batting average.
The fantasy league.
What? Fantasy league. Oh, bro, fantasy league.
It could be a Johnny Depp trial versus Amber Heard, the Kardashians, what they're up to, their new products. It's like, that's all useless. It's irrelevant. How is that going to be any profitable? Like, what's the benefit? How is that going to benefit you? It just doesn't. It's entertainment, and see it for what it is. And then it's harsh. And if, again, you're listening to this podcast for entertainment, great, but use it as a kick in the ass.
Entertainment is like the what do you call it when you have a 3-course meal?
There's a dessert.
Correct. But what are people eating for breakfast?
Oh, dessert. Bro, yes.
What are people eating for lunch?
Dessert.
What are people eating for dinner? Dessert. What are they snacking on? Dessert. And they never really get the proteins and the real food that they need to better themselves.
Yeah, and thanks to our dessert, come weekend, you want to do something nicely, estar renegando porque no te queda la shirt, you know? Hey, well, chingas de su pinche dessert. That's what you get. Your actions. Poor decisions, pero, mijito, we have to make entertainment what it is, dessert. Yes, have your meal, have your salad, your soup, and then al último, si te cabe, okay, a little dessert, lo mismo. Have your priorities.
And me and you are perfect. We love dessert. Oh, we love buying our toys.
I love vacationing. I love all that shit. But I put in the fucking work para tener ese dessert al rato. If I don't eat my proteins and my salad, my soup, guess what? No me alcanza for dessert. No quiero dessert.
Yeah.
Because que nos decían de niños, no, you cannot have that chocolate hasta que comas. Uh-huh. No, ese dulce hasta después. Mom, I want to eat it now. Te va a quitar el hambre. You see? And that's what it is. As kids, our parents figured it out. Ese entertainment, ese dessert, te quita el hambre. Yeah. El hambre de salir adelante. Because te quieres hundir en un mundo fantasioso. You know, it's not real. So we got to snap out of it, dude. We need to see it for what it is.
That's a good analogy, because now with VAR, it's going to get even worse.
Oh, bro. Give it 10, the 15, metaverse, years, va a estar peor.
Now it's like buying fake real estate. And yeah, and I could guarantee you there's going to be a lot of millionaires that are going to do that.
Yeah.
That are going to be in that. But I just, in the bigger things of society, like our life is going to be there.
Yeah. They're going to be millionaires in currency, but they're going to be so fucking poor, like poverty here and also here, like meaning they no van a tratar a la otra persona bien, van a ser a piece of shit people, because I don't know, bro, it's just, it's heading in the wrong direction, and you guys will see it. I mean, dude, when our kids are adults,
and it's going in the wrong direction, but it's going in the right direction for Mark Zuckerberg.
Eso sí.
Ese güey está
pudriéndose, se va a pudrir even more.
Genius. Oh, he knows how to push our buttons.
Oh, yeah.
And like I've always said in our podcast and multiple podcasts, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, whoever, all these platforms, they get the best of the best engineers and coders and marketers to beat us.
Yes, to program us.
I am not smarter than Facebook.
No,
and even though I say,
they got a whole team.
Correct. They have a whole team. It's me versus a whole team. And there's 600 versions of Facebooks at one time. Just so you know that. There's 600, more than 600 versions of Instagram at one time, because they're trying to cater to you.
Claro, claro.
There's so much versions of TikTok
just
cater to you, because
they literally call you For You page. It's like,
because
come on,
they're freaking smart. So,
si,
me, delete that sucker. For me. for me. I know I have no discipline. I know if I have the damn app on my phone.
Because you don't lie to yourself. Because
I'm aware that yes. if I go in there to just check, and I'm doing it in quotes, next thing you know, it's like 30 minutes down a rabbit hole. You know that was like guilty at the end. Oh, yes. That guilt at the end. I'm like, what the fuck did I do with my life?
You know, te sales ahí, you're like, hey, what was I going to do before this? And you pick up your phone again to check, ¿qué iba a hacer? And all of a sudden, you subconsciously, you hit Instagram again or TikTok. You're in it again.
El dedo, ¿verdad?
El pinche dedito solo.
Solo.
Look at the kids, man. Ay, un año y medio, ya están con el pinche dedito up, up, scrolling. Like, damn, it's just... It just happens naturally, like breathing. Yeah. It's just that you don't realize you're doing it. You're just doing it. But you need to catch yourself and you need to do something about it. That's the first step.
And that's when we talk about programs. See, look at how good we are programmed. And hey, man, those programs, like I said, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. That's why it's like after Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, this whole shit changed.
Oh, yeah. And again, it's not your fault. It's you against the team. Ronaldo... But Messi is one of the best ever
put
to play
that
the game
by himself
against the cheapest team against Senegal or any other country that's like not good at soccer. Believe me, Ronaldo will lose every single time because it's one against a team. Just think about that, guys. Don't let the programs get the best of you. Try to control it. Try to step out of it.
Yeah, that's a good. This is a good podcast, bro. And at the end, just remember, read a book that's worth. Reading. And in other words, watch a YouTube video worth watching.
Andale, andale. You know,
and that word. And the other one is, the second part of that quote is, live a life worth writing.
Jeez.
Live a life worth vlogging for. Live a life worth expressing to in Instagram. Because your next three generations on the road, are they going to see you be motivating and being a good family person and being inspirational? Or are they going to see you twerking and putting your Rolex? Because that's the life worth writing part.
Right.
What life are you documenting, especially now on the internet? So remember, read a book worth reading or live a life worth writing. Wow. What are you doing?
Sheesh.
All right.
Estamos.